August 11, fishers of men need the divine presence. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Luke 5:4-6. Everyone who in living faith follows Jesus with an eye single to his glory will see the salvation of men just as surely as these discouraged, despondent fishermen saw their boats filled by the miraculous draft. It was because Christ was in the ship that they were successful in their efforts to catch fish. The indwelling presence of the Savior is equally necessary in the work of winning souls. In order to save humanity, Christ, the Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory, laid aside his kingly crown and royal robe, clothed his divinity with humanity, and came to this earth as our Redeemer. For 33 years he lived the life of a man among men, meeting the temptations that we must meet, and overcoming through the strength imparted from above. His divinity was not manifested in any display of pomp and royal power. He could have surrounded himself with legions of heavenly angels, thereby inducing everyone to believe on him. But this would not have been in accordance with God's purpose. Christ came to stand at the head of humanity and to demonstrate that through the power of the Holy Spirit it is possible for man to withstand Satan's temptations. With his long human arm, the Savior encircled humanity, while with his divine arm he grasped the throne of the infinite. We may endeavor to meet the enemy's temptations in our own strength, doing the best we can to overcome, but we shall meet with disappointment after disappointment. This was the condition in which Christ found the disciples after their night of unrewarded toil. They were annoyed and perplexed. Directing them to launch out into the deep, Christ said, let down your nets for a draught. Long had the fishermen toiled that night. Often had they been disappointed in their expectations, as time and again the net was drawn up empty. When the divine presence was with them, and they at his bidding once more cast their net into the sea, what an abundance they gathered in. They were unprepared to handle so large a draft. The sight of the miraculous draft of fish swept away the unbelief of the Galilean fishermen, and they were ready to respond to Christ's invitation to follow him and to learn to be fishers of men. However long and faithfully we may toil in our human strength, we can hope for no real results, but as soon as we welcome Christ into the heart, he will work with and through us to the salvation of souls. Manuscript 67, 1903.